medicinal cannabis. Hey, man, pass the joint, man. This is good reefer, man. I'm really stoned, man. Where'd you get this pot, man? Good Colombian, man. Oh, man, it's the cops, man. Eat the joint, man. Hurry, man. Eat it, man. Eat it. Hurry. Swallow, man. Hurry, man. Far out, man. Sound familiar from years past? It's the 60s and 70s. Now, how about this? Hey, dude, what up? Did you get your script, dude? My shrink sent in my diagnosis. I got my script, half ounce a week, dude. Lucky dog, wake and bake. You're going to be all retarded now, won't be able to talk to you, dude. How about that? That's the current dialogue. Getting a prescription for medicinal cannabis is all the rage. But is it safe? Research has its pros and cons. I found mostly pros. Besides laziness and some memory loss, I couldn't find much else. Medicinal cannabis. Lots of syllables. Difficult to say. Come on, what we're really talking about is pot, reefer, ganj, weed as it's referred to now, or Armenian train wreck, goo, strawberry haze, white rhino, great white shark, lemon skunk, and on and on. What happened to the days of just Colombian, Jamaican, and Mexican? In the 70s, the Congress authorized $1 million for a national commission to study weed. It was called the Schaefer Commission, consisting of a governor, four doctors, two lawyers, and four members of Congress. They found no convincing evidence that weed caused crime, insanity, sexual promiscuity, or that weed was a stepping stone to other drugs, which is still believed today. And that no dose, no amount is fatal or can cause damage to tissue or organs. They also found that by conducting a study that there is no psychological or intellectual impairment following high dose use. The United States also funded a study in Jamaica and Greece and found no physical or mental problems among people who had used weed heavily for many years and did not produce physical dependence or withdrawal. They concluded that any problems in long-term users were there before usage took place. They also said that problems with weed had been overgeneralized and overdramatized. It does not constitute a threat to society. Now, before you all run for your bongs, since then there's been further research, and weed nowadays is a bit more potent, shall we say. In the 60s and 70s, the THC value in weed, the chemical that causes the high, was only 3%, and now it's a whopping 56%. So be careful. All you people from back then may not be able to tolerate the strength of the weed now. As you can imagine, other research opposed the Schaefer Commission, stating pot was a detriment to judgment, motivation, personality, and the brain, and that it induced violence. However, 10 years later, the Institute of Medicine and the World Health Organization did their own research, and neither found evidence of biological harm, psychological impairment, or social dysfunction among people who used moderately. They also stated that people who were high-dose users and had problems had the problems previous to using. In 1995, the Dutch government came to the conclusion that the risks of pot use cannot in themselves be described as unacceptable. The British medical journal Lancet stated without equivocation that smoking of cannabis, even long-term, is not harmful to health. So here are some facts for you listeners. Pot has been shown to be effective in reducing nausea induced by cancer chemotherapy, stimulating the appetite in AIDS patients, and reducing intraocular pressure in people with glaucoma, and many other uses. Psychologically, it's been used instead of many antidepressants, mood disorder drugs, and sleeping aids. However, it is imperative that if you are on any medication for psychological disorders, you consult your psychotherapist and psychiatrist before you make any changes. I have seen some of my patients do well on medicinal cannabis, and others have become anxious. Everyone is different. Whatever you do, be careful and be safe. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.